everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Yeah.
The lovely and beat up Kiki.
Hi.
She's going to make it.
Hey, I was going to tell you, the very first time I snowboarded, I got so beat up. It literally made me sick. I was puking the next day. I could not stop puking.
Because
my body was so battered.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
That's why I haven't laughed at you this morning, because I know how you feel.
I wouldn't know because I didn't fall down. I'm just that good.
Yeah, you're such a bad
guy. Just crushing it. Just shredding those hills, bro.
Yeah, but that was the first time I'd ever tried something new in a long time.
So what we need to do, though, is we need to get you back out there again.
Like, I know.
Three weekends in a row.
Today.
I wish I didn't end it on the last two runs that I did late at night. I should have called it quits during the day when I was actually doing good and was still able to control myself. But my body was so exhausted. And then I thought, let's go for two more rounds.
Yeah.
And basically just tumbled and wiped out on the hill entire time.
When you fall and you make this noise.
Don't make me laugh.
Wrap it up.
Guys, my ribs.
That was Kiki falling down the hill.
Please don't make me laugh. My ribs hurt so bad.
What's that?
Just all the wind out of your lungs.
And it's right on that icy patch that made a mound that people have been jumping. That's what you hit.
For sure. It's never the softest spot on the hill. No.
Instead of landing on that fresh set of powder, it's just right on the stone underneath that's covered in ice now.
Oh, God, I'm going too fast.
People can hear the amount of air that comes out of your body. It's like,
Know what? To be honest, I hit my head a couple times. I got to get a helmet going forward. But
it's not a bad idea.
I have to get a helmet because I went backwards and was falling down the hill a few times, which was really tough.
Yeah.
And a couple times I smacked my head pretty good.
You should wear Brock's old high school football helmet.
Yeah, I'll get you that. You can wear that. To be fair, though, you should wear a helmet pretty much everywhere. If I'm going to be completely honest with everyone. No, it's like that song. It's that... My mind is telling me no, but my body's going, oh, God, please, God, no. I'm so sore.
It's like that lady who was stomping grapes who fell off the...
Oh, ow, 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 ow. Oh, no, I think she's really hurt. Oh, no, oh, no. No, I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, me too.
I heard you did great, and I'm sure you did, so keep it.
You know why?
I did in the beginning.
Yeah, you know why? A lot of people would have went down the hill like 3-4 times on that snowboard and would have wrapped it up and went and rented some skis.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because doing something you know you can do.
Yeah.
I was very proud of you, Kiki,
for
going the whole... Basically the whole day.
Yeah. The whole day and whole night. But here's the thing is I need to learn my limits because I am over 30 now. And the competitiveness of me was like, I wanted to end on such a good note, but my body was so tired. Mm-hmm. I should have just quit, chalked it up for the day, and just took the good runs I had all earlier in the day. And I didn't. And I just kept... Just smack the whole way down. And then I did it again because I was like, nope, I can do better.
Let's just really...
just seeing stars. Couldn't feel my body.
Focus on the fact that Kiki straight up said, I'm over 30. She's 33, folks, all right? I just love it. I'm over 30. Yeah, that was such a woman thing right there.
Yeah.
I'm over 30.
No, once I pass the 30 mark, my body's a little bit more fragile.
She's well
into... The mindset, too.
She's well into her 30s, folks.
Yes!
Don't forget.
I'm 32.
Well
I can
into
still
her.
Say... Until I'm 35, I can still say I'm past 30.
She's a hard 33, folks.
You're an ass.
Let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Wow.
Making you smarter every day. It's dumb vocabulary with bro.
I mean, it's digging a hole.
A rough 33,
he's
okay?
Done, digging
the
a hole.
Heck?
Surprised he hasn't asked
what
you how much.
What's wrong with you?
Surprised he hasn't asked you how much you weighed.
Yeah. I know.
You know might as well. You're deep enough into it.
I'm surprised they had a board that could handle you.
Oh, damn. This guy's an ass. she's so mad she's laughing right now.
It hurts to laugh.
All right, we got a well-aged 30-year-old and I think you're going to need a thicker board.
Whatever.
No, Johnny, get the thick boards from the back.
Hey, I wasn't the oldest person that this guy ever gave lessons to.
No?
He gave lessons to a 60-year-old and an 80-year-old.
An 80-year-old?
They didn't even make it to the hill.
No, it's because they died halfway.
Yeah, they died on the chairlift. We tried not to talk about it.
I had to bury her halfway onto the...
It's like Mount Everest. You just leave the body because it's cold enough.
Oh.
All right, when you get to the frozen grandma, you're halfway down.
That's so bad.
Oh.
That's so terrible.
And it's just grandma. Just
frozen. It's just a look of fright on her face. Hey, you know what? She's not sore.
I did a sweet,
she's dead.
I did a sweet jump off that frozen grandma. It's awesome.
Dude, hit that quarter pike man to do a sweet 50-50 off grandma.
If you gauge it right, you can bounce right off her forehead.
You can grind her cane, man. Her cane is frozen to the perfect way.
Oh, my God.
Sweet grind on that cane, bro. All right, let's get to it. You're dumb.
Too much.
Oh, God, my face hurts.
Yeah, my ribs hurt. Stop.
My body.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, frozen grandma insurance. Seriously, if you need it covered, whether you got a business, maybe you got some rental homes, you got a snowmobile, whatever you got, he's going to get you covered. Make sure your stuff is safe. Chris.
There you go, kid.
I bet you can do some sweet grinds.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Grandma's cane. Your dumb vocabulary for today, bangworthy.
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 That's just a word.
Bangworthy.
It's not a dumb vocabulary.
Bangworthy.
You're worthy to bang. You're a good-looking person. You're an outstanding banger.
Bangworthy.
Yeah. You're worthy of the bang.
Yeah. Why are you smiling? Why are you looking at your wife smiling right now?
Because I'm bangworthy. Right?
Bangworthy is good enough.
He just looks away. What an ass.
Good enough.
Good enough to bang, but not to date.
Oh.
The guy, she's all right. She's bangworthy.
You're not bringing her home to mom.
No, I don't know. She's bangworthy.
Got you.
So, yeah, you are bangworthy.
Oh, damn.
It's terrible. Well, we're already married.
I know. I screwed it up. So there you go.
Poor girl over here is already sore as hell. Just laying it
out. Now I'm getting out.
Now you're working on the inside.
Now my emotions are bruised.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There you go. No, you're much better than bangworthy. Mm-hmm. You are.
So how did you describe me?
You're extra bangworthy. I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah, Jesus, good God, man.
Attention, local musicians.